Hello again there, folks. I've been a little bit out of action over the last week or so because I've had some horrible bug thing that had us laid out. But I've been keeping an eye on news and trends a little bit, and obviously I've been watching the Christchurch situation in New Zealand. And it's a funny thing because the last time I did the hangout last week, I did comment that I thought the social media sort of news cycle was toxic and nihilistic, and it's been a bonanza this week. But what's strange is that Brenton Tarrant, the killer, seems to have been aware of that too, and he designed the killing spree with that in mind. Everything seemed to wrapped up in a self-conscious irony, a woke take on the so-called culture wars, with a nod and wink to the lads back on the message boards. But the bullets were real. The woman lying, crying out for help in the street and then being shot through the back of the head was real. Well, then again, it's probably just a meme now. And I wonder, is this how Europeans are going to justify to themselves carrying out acts of barbarism? Smother everything with a postmodernist coating so it can be abstracted and you can have the true nature of the act itself sort of played down and removed a few times. Make everything ironic, make everything a meme. I don't like it, to be honest. At any rate, but I can get into that another time. At any rate, what we see now, of course, as was predicted and willed by Tarrant, is the act itself becoming a political football, and each side is looking to score a point or defend themselves against the attacks of their enemies. But really, this is what I got into last week. The news cycle is redundant. It's all just background noise. The Christchurch shooting will not be a defining moment because there'll be another defining moment coming along in a couple of weeks, just like there was a few defining moments a few months back. Perhaps the next round of slaughter will be Muslim extremists killing Europeans in retaliation. The problem is, so much commentary is about managing the slaughter and finding ways to bash one narrative or another, when the real problem is staring everybody in the face. Different groups simply aren't meant to be shoved into the same territory to live. The natural state of man is tribal. Let's just assume that at some point there's a backlash from Muslim extremists because of Christchurch. But why then was Brenton Tarrant radicalised? Well, we know why, because he told us. It was because of the dismembering of a little Swedish girl called Ebba Ackerlund, who was chopped in half by a Muslim migrant in Sweden and has since had her grave desecrated, from what I can gather. According to liberal orthodoxy, though, there's no reason for Tarrant to be traumatized by that, by what happened to a Swedish girl on the other side of the planet, because she's just an individual he never knew. And yet, well, here we are. Here we are. At the same time, though, the globalist liberals tell us that Muslims are both nothing more than individuals like us when it suits, but then at the same time, a collective with distinctive interests, and as such, there's a possibility of a backlash, so they can kind of have it either way. What we see unfolding before our eyes is a tit-for-tat escalation and blood feud, and you can argue and bicker over whether this side or that side should own this particular round of carnage. Maybe you'll be the one to deliver that savage Twitter own on Paul Joseph Watson or Owen Jones, depending on your politics. But the problem is the superstructure itself. It's blindness to the natural state of man and how humans actually behave. I watched the Christchurch shooter stream and saw a Muslim woman calling out for help, then being shot through the back of the head. I look at the manifesto and there's a little white girl who's been chopped in half. These are the images of multiculturalism. This is what you get when the elites attempt a top-down social engineering project without ever consulting the populations who have to live with the madness. Nobody has faced more venom and vitriol than the people who tried to point out that the project of the elites was cruel and insane. That this thing they're building had foundations of sand, built piled on half-truths and lies. like I say, I've been laid up sick for a few days, and I rewatched some of the early episodes of Game of Thrones as I was lying there, and I noticed in the storyline that from time to time somebody would appear in the capital city where the sort of the elites were in King's Landing, warning them that something had gone wrong. Something was in the far north, beyond the wall. Something had happened. Something was unleashed, and they just got wafted away. They had built an entire civilization on lies about the true nature of their world. Inconvenient truths had been literally walled off and then forgotten about. And then when people arrived to warn them of what was coming, they were laughed at and turned away because these harsh realities had become myths and then become forgotten about. But the winter is still setting in, as they say. I'll catch you later, folks.